Wishing you a wonderful Friday as we begin today's teaching all about being in alignment. So I know I've talked about this like a number of times throughout different teachings I've done over the last couple of years, but I suppose this is a very important aspect of really when we're in a place of alignment or even close to it, we're more in touch with ourselves. It's like we're carving out a space within ourselves that just feels really nice and really easy that we move into the flow of life. So if you're not feeling in alignment, for example, you might be feeling frustrated, a bit blocked, maybe unsure about decisions you want to make. You might be feeling like you're procrastinating on things a little bit, or that if you're taking action, nothing's actually happening at all. In a physical way, you might just not feel yourself physically, or there could be things going on, and emotionally as well, feeling a bit of stagnancy, upset, even pain. When we're in a space of alignment, we shift the gears more so and we move into what I call that energy of flow. We're feeling calm in the body, balanced in the body, we're hearing our inner voice, and it's literally like these drops of really beautiful guidance start coming up in front of us. So it's those situations where it's like, oh, that was meant to be. We have a wonderful conversation with someone that talks about something that we've been thinking about for ages, and then we go after that, and then a book shows up, and then a particular teacher shows up, a person shows up, and everything just actually feels literally quite divinely guided or aligned. For most of us, we're somewhere in between, however. So sometimes we can dip into that alignment, and then other times we dip really far out of it. And we're traveling down this road of that in-between place. We're not always going to be in one or the other. When we're completely out of alignment with ourselves, when things are particularly difficult, there's always a reason why. Now, this is not a space for you to beat yourself up, criticize yourself, or blame yourself to say, well, I've put myself in this. Why can't I be in alignment? Why are the things that I'm doing not working? When we're in a place that's out of alignment, it always comes with deeper healing. So there's something within us that needs to heal. There's a part of our soul that's wanting to grow or evolve. And there's also aspects of ourselves that are trying to learn and progress. We'll have certain habits or patterns we're trying to break, and they will come up again. And we may be trying the same thing again to, you know, heal that pattern, but need to try something different. So we'll always dip into that space, because in that space, as I said, there is deep healing. What I would love for all of us, I suppose, in life, myself included, is to always be in a space of alignment, but it's not possible. But it is possible to go to that place more often. It is possible to be more in flow with your life. And the way you do that is by doing that, you know, inside work on yourself. It's that space where you do heal things that need to be healed, that you do take accountability for how you're feeling emotionally and physically, and look at what supports you can bring in. You might be in a very difficult space where difficult, traumatic things have happened to you. And the last thing you can think about is, okay, I've got to take accountability for this. So maybe it's about more going into a space of saying, I've just got to start again. And how do I do that? Who can I reach out to? If we go back to the very basics of things. So we'll all be in that space on differing levels, and different things will work for us. As we start to really do that work within ourselves and go back to basics, how are you sleeping? How are you eating? What are you drinking? What are you putting into your body? The toxicities that we put in to our bodies as a basic. And then we look at our healing path. What supports do we need? Who can we talk to? What changes can we actually make? What different approaches can we have to things? What different responses and different perspectives can we have on things? That's a space that can help you to move out of that really, really difficult part and unblock things. Sometimes even simply sitting in it and saying, what is this trying to show me? Because it always is trying to show us something. I'm a big believer that everything that happens is meant to be. But I also know, you know, myself, my friend, when you talking about this a few weeks ago, sometimes things just happen and they're really difficult. And there's no amount of explanation around whether it's meant to be or what it is. They just happen. And I think sometimes if we get caught into, oh God, why has it happened? That can also keep us very stalled and very not in that non-progressive way. When you're in that place of alignment, as I mentioned earlier, it's like everything's starting to move nicely for you and flow starts to go in this beautiful direction forward. And then as the flow is starting and you feel good, it elevates your energy to bring more good in and to attract more good in and to create more good because you're feeling good. And in that space of alignment, you can hear yourself, you can hear your voice. When we're out of alignment, we are trying to hear our voice and we find it really difficult. And I've been in that place many, many times. But what I would say about this is I would have gone through a period of around 7 years, but particularly the first 3 or 4 of those years, going back to around 2013, where I was really in a flow with life and everything was moving lovely. And in 2014, things just changed. And to be honest, it was things that really I needed to look at about myself. I needed to look at about my life. And it took me on a path really up until the start of 2020. So that's like nearly 6 years. And it was quite a difficult path. Everything I tried wouldn't work. I'd get little bits of momentum with things and not really with other things. When I sit now and look back at that, as difficult as that time really, really was, so many areas of my life were blocked and I couldn't make progression with them at all. What I would say now is, having gone into the depths of that, 2 things I would say. The first thing was I was absolutely out of alignment with myself, and it came down to the basics of how I was caring for myself and looking after myself. And it was the one thing I would tell myself I didn't have time for, I couldn't do because of X, Y, and Z stress, which were all very relevant and very real and definitely were having an impact on me. But I never said enough is enough. I have to make sure I'm looking after myself. And it was only really when I started that process that the difficulties were still there. But eventually, over months and months and months, those difficulties started to decrease slightly. And then they got more. But what actually happened in that time was, through all of the work that I did on myself over that dark, very dark time, I really then, as I started to build momentum after I started to look after myself, everything I had learned about myself in that time, all of the patterns that I recognized about myself, I took an active, accountable approach in breaking those. And that was really how I got out of that space. And it took so long. And it really came back to the basics. I'm very in tune. I'm actually would say I'm quite intuitive for other people, not always for myself. When I meditate or when I go into a space of myself, I can connect to things, I can get deep guidance. But none of that stuff ever matters if you're not truly minding yourself. None of that will count. You can be as tuned in, as tapped in, as turned on, whatever it is, it will not make a difference to you if you're not minding yourself. And that is where it comes back to. So most of us are traveling on the middle lane, where the left road is out of alignment, the right road is in alignment, and we're somewhere in between. We dip in and we dip out. But do you know the power of minding yourself will keep you in the middle lane and moreover into that aligned space more often? And you may dip into the out of alignment space from time to time. I definitely go into that. But what happens to me now is when something comes up like that, I'm on it straight away. It might take a couple of days of feeling the emotions, getting angry at something, getting very upset about something. But I sit and I say, okay, what is this trying to teach me? What do I need to see is happening here? Why is it happening? What practical steps can I take to really work with the energy of what's going on here? And that's difficult stuff. Like, you know, there's difficult things that I would be experiencing currently that I'm doing that with. So that the difficulties don't go away, but how you feel changes. Being able to come into a calm and balanced space, that's where it is. And that's where then you hear the guidance and you understand it more. And that's the space I'd love to bring you all into. Because in that space of flow and alignment, you will literally, quite literally, change your life. But also you will experience the wonderful things that life has to offer. And I suppose at the moment, you know, we really need that. We really need creative energy, a thriving space. And it is your time to experience that. So what I would like you to think about simply for today is whether you're feeling in alignment or out of alignment. Next Wednesday night, we are going to be doing a class. Next Thursday, the 18th, apologies, at 8:30 Irish time, We're going to be doing a class where I'm going to speak a bit more about this. And at the start of next week, on Monday, I think, I will be giving you an exercise to do in your journals around intuition as well. So all, you know, and that's building up for the class on Thursday. But all I'd really like you to think about at the moment is just that space, like I was saying. How can I recognize where I am? I'm not asking you to come in or out of alignment. It's just a real understanding based on what I've said is, where are you? How often are you in the middle lane? How often are you in alignment? How often are you out of alignment? If you're out of alignment, why are you there? What's going on? If you're in alignment, how did you get there? What works for you? And if you're somewhere in between, which is normal, most of us are there most of the time, when do you go in and out of alignment and how often? And which do you go into more? Are you more going over to the aligned side or the unaligned side? So I hope all that makes sense, and I really look forward to connecting with you in a few days, but also really looking forward to our soul gathering on Thursday the 18th. Look forward to talking.